According to the Department of Traditional Affairs, the institution of traditional leaders is protected by the Chapter 12 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Meanwhile, there are many alleged controversies that surface pertaining to the role of traditional leaders that have been and continue to be at the center of the rural development across the country. However, land administration, constitutional recognition of the institution of traditional leaders continue to forge its relevance into the democratic South Africa. Especially in rural areas and countries, preservation of the institution in question seems to perceive traditional leaders as prone to harmonize and promote democratic norms and practice in the post-apartheid South Africa. According to News 24 article that was published on September 18 in 2016, since the dawn of the South African democracy in 1994, government in particular has gradually come to neglect and in some cases abandon the project that is adopted in order to promote and preserve the culture, heritage and traditions of all communities. The article further stated that the traditional leaders are equally to blame since few of them take the initiative and responsibilities to kickstart social cohesion programs in our own villages. Meanwhile, the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, Contralesa Zolani Khiva, Secretary General, take us through the significant role that traditional leaders play.
I think the first thing that we ought to do is to acknowledge the institution of traditional leadership in the country as well as the continent at large as one of the oldest systems and instruments of governments which predate the colonial and the apartheid era. We have always had this institution of traditional leadership as an organ of people's power. And the role of traditional leadership was not just limited to that of governance, but also to that of custodianship of the values as well as the culture and the heritage of a people. And therefore, it is significant to say that as a post-colonial and post-apartheid South Africa, we must make it a point and ensure that we mainstream the role and the place of traditional leadership in the new dispensation, because the custodianship which they have inherited from our forebears, our forefathers and our ancestors is still very much relevant in this day and age. Simply because in order for us to remain authentic, it is important not to throw away and negate a special role that is played by traditional leaders.
Khiva further explains some of the values and practices that made South Africa unique with traditional ways of governing through amakhosi, marena, ihoshi, or even traditional rulers as they have been labeled.
It is important to harmonize the two so that we can strike a balance and ensure that there is no discord between what the powers that be do and what our people expect. From law writing exercises, from policy crafting exercises, traditional leadership and the institution of traditional rule is very important in terms of infusing the true aspirations of the people on the ground. Because if we negate to do that, then people will be suffocated, because those who write politics inspired by Eurocentric ideologies will simply overlook the views as well as the senses of those that are in the ground. And in that way, traditional leadership will always be relevant.
Furthermore, VOFM spoke to some of the Bramfontein residents to get their views on the significant roles that traditional leaders play in the country.
I personally think that they are important because we live in a westernized country and everything we do is in the western culture. Traditional leaders are then there to remind Africans of their African roots, because not all Africans know their history and their African traditions or African principles. So that's where traditional leaders then come into play.
According to my understanding, people who are traditional leaders are supposed to lead traditionally, enlighten other cultures that don't know about others, and transverse, vice versa.
Khiva further stated that the importance of celebrating Heritage Month with pride.
Begin to embrace the culture of our people, and we can only be at our best even in educating our children when we ensure that we are original and we are truly independent in terms of our thoughts, in terms of our doings, and therefore we can be best placed even to compete with the rest in the world.
As the country celebrates Heritage Day, it's crucial to take note of the freedom of cultural, religious and linguistic expression citizens have. Traditional leaders play different roles in their respective areas. Some traditional leaders are policymakers on unity and diversity, initiation and traditional healing. Although now we live in the 21st century, it is important for those who believe in the importance and different roles that traditional leaders play at their respective area, to continue valuing and honoring them. For VFM News, I am Gwena Seema.